The article added, there are gravity research projects in every major country of the world. A few are over 30 years old. It also mentioned that, over and above theoretical research, there was empirical research into the study of matter in its supercooled, superconductive state, of jet electron streams, peculiar magnetic effects, and the electrical mechanics of the atom's shell. The article stated that the weight of some materials utilized in this research had been reduced by as much as 30% by energizing them. But in a premonition of what was to come, it added, security prevents disclosure of what precisely is meant by energizing, or in which country this work is underway. Proving the ability of superconductors to produce anti-gravity effects, researchers at Pacific National Laboratory in the late 1980s cooled a ceramic superconductor with liquid nitrogen and levitated a round magnet in mid-air. Some of the companies involved in this cutting-edge research, according to the Interavia Aerospace Review article, included Lear Inc., Glenn L. Martin Company, Sperry Rand Corporation, Bell Aircraft, Clark Electronics Laboratories, and the U.S. General Electric Company. The names of these firms are especially noteworthy because in his 2001 book on zero-point energy, author Cook cited another 1956 magazine article naming aviation experts Lawrence D. Bell, George S. Trimble, and William P. Lear as stating that work was then underway with nuclear fuels and equipment to cancel out gravity. This article from an unnamed publication entitled The G-Engines Are Coming may have let slip mention of an incredible new technology. All matter within the ship would be influenced by the ship's gravitation only, Lear was quoted as saying. This way, no matter how fast you accelerated or changed course, your body would not feel it any more than it now feels the tremendous speed and acceleration of the Earth. During the 1960s and 1970s, public discussion of energy manipulation such as anti-gravity was virtually closed off, scorned as fantasy or conspiracy theory. Yet, it is clear that within government and military circles, work continued secretly in this area. Could it have been based on transferred Nazi super science? Bruce L. Cathy, a former New Zealand commercial pilot, theoretician, and an advocate of the existence of a worldwide energy grid, wrote in 1971, "Somewhere I knew my proposed energy grid system contained a clue to the truth of Einstein's unified field, which, he had postulated, permeates all of existence."